Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Ronnie Breivik, Executive Chairman of B90 Holdings. How are you doing, Ronnie?
Pretty good. Thank you, John, for having me over.
No problem at all. Glad to have you on. And you put out your results for full year 2023 today, and very positive they are indeed. Lots of change going on in the business, and it looks like that transformation that you've been working on is now largely complete. Can you talk us through some of the key changes that have taken place this year?
Sure, I can, John. In 2023, obviously, we focus shift from a B2C gambling operation to a B2B performance marketing company. So these changes have significantly reduced our operating costs. We have strengthened our balance sheet as well with 6.6 million euros. We acquired Envis, we restructured our operations, and we did all this basically to enhance our digital marketing capabilities. Mm-hmm. So for example, bet90.com has been relaunched as an affiliate website. It previously used to be a B2C gambling website. Spinbookie.com has partnered with a specialized platform. And now we basically provide marketing capabilities to this platform.
Yeah, indeed. So I guess the main upshot, the rationale was a shift in sort of the business metrics. And I guess the key thing that shareholders are looking for is this positive EBITDA, which you've reported for every month so far in 2024. What are the factors that have really driven that shift, that swing to profitability? And how do you see that sort of progressing?
Well, obviously, there were several factors that drove this, and it has resulted in positive EBITDA, as you have seen. I would say that mainly it is the strategic shift that we carried out that has allowed us to go there. Obviously, operating B2C operations is a daunting task, and today it's become a big boys game. The acquisition of Envis was transitional and very important for us, and of course, the optimization of our entire cost structure. All of these contributing to the numbers that you saw today.
Yeah, indeed. So sort of give us a rough feel for what the business now looks like, just how the business model works today.
So today the business model works in the way that we have over 200 partners that we work with. These partners come to us, they want to have or to gain traffic to their websites, and we provide them this traffic. And we do that through a wide variety of channels. Typically, that can be through various SEO activities, it can be from influencer activities, it can be from our brand websites, it can be from pay-per-click advertisements, et cetera, et cetera. So we create a funnel, players come in, and we package it nicely and send it to our partners.
Mm-hmm. And this is sort of focused in one geographic region at the moment. Is that sort of the beginning? Where do we go from here?
Well, obviously, we have said, and we still are very focused on certain Nordic regions and LATAM. And obviously, with what we now have built, all the learnings we have from the Envis acquisition, which we successfully integrated into our own, we have obviously now, I think, the platform to go global. And as you probably saw a month ago, we also announced Odds.nu going global as a part of this initiative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good foundation to build from, though, in terms of the numbers you've just delivered. And I guess the other foundation you've put in place, as well as the team you already have and yourself, is obviously a man with great experience in this industry. You've really attracted some very, very strong talent to this team. Tell us about who you've brought on board, what they see in the business, and what has attracted them to come on board with you, what they bring to the party.
I will obviously start with the latter part, which at the end of the day, it's really a question for the gentleman that you mentioned, champions of our sector. But three things really come to my mind. One is that we have a really robust business model. We have a strong market presence, and we have strategic opportunities that I think these gentlemen identified. They obviously have a plethora of experience. They have been there, done that. They have industry insights that most people do not. And I'm pretty sure they will help us to drive further growth, and we can harvest their experiences, use it for our own, and keep growing the company. And I do think they see a very low execution risk. And obviously, I'm super happy to have their support for the company. Nothing else can be said.
No, just remind us, for the benefit of viewers, who you've brought on board.
So we brought on board Mark Lamford, who is the founder of Sportingbet, obviously chairman of Nasdaq-listed gambling.com. And we also brought on board Andy McIver, who has a Sportingbet background as well. He was CFO, turned into CEO in Sportingbet. Most recently, he was non-executive chair of SKS 365 that was recently sold to Lottomatica in an over 700 million euro deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of experience behind the company now. So looking ahead, what have we got coming up in the months ahead in terms of news flow? What are the milestones that you're hoping to hit as we move into 2024 and sort of the way you plan to achieve those?
Well, John, I hope it's going to be a lot. I can definitely say that you can expect updates on our progress and on our expansion of the B2B partnerships. Hopefully, we'll be able to give you a lot of optimistic news on that in the future. Key milestones that we have to, like interims, will be released in due course. And we will obviously give regular progress indications to the market as the year progress.
Yeah, indeed. So in terms of strategies, you know, more of the same, you know, is this sort of consolidating what you've put in place so far?
It definitely is. At the end of the day, we are now a B2B service provision company to the wider gambling sector. That is what we have said in our most recent releases to the market. And that is what we are going to do. For now, we're focusing on the online marketing, and we have a lot of fun coming, and we have to build on that and make sure that we can execute on all the plans that we have. And then obviously, we'll see what the future holds on top of that.
Indeed. We certainly, brokers out there are forecasting some growth in the years ahead. You know, give us a bit, if you could sort of summarize, you know, why investors should back the company. You know, what are the sort of three main factors that would really sort of drive people to invest, in your opinion?
Well, at the end of the day, I would basically say that we have now done our transition into a B2B company. We have built a business model that is hopefully sustainable. As you can see, Q1 this year has been profitable. The platform we built can be scaled. And with the acquisition of Envis, we have brought on board a lot of knowledge that can be used to further enhance everything that we have been able to do up until this point in time. All of that translates to one thing, and that is revenue growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And revenue growth, of course, translates into profit growth. And as you've said in your numbers today, you're delivering that positive EBITDA, which every investor wants to see. Ronnie, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.